Thank you, Loman, and thank you, Jennifer, for being a guest on the Lincoln Radio program. Jennifer is the executive director and founder of the Wesco Foundation for Pulmonary Fibrosis in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. Jennifer, in English or simple terms, explain to our listeners, what is pulmonary fibrosis?
Pulmonary fibrosis is a rare incurable lung disease. Typically, when a person is diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, they are really left with a situation where it's very hard to navigate. Where do you turn to? How do you find the resources? And how do you find supportive care in moving forward? And what pulmonary fibrosis is, like I said, it's a rare incurable lung disease. It typically happens with older populations, 50 and above. There is no known cause of it. There are a lot of theories that contribute to idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. The symptoms, typically what a person would experience, are very similar for other respiratory diseases. Dry hacking cough, breathlessness, clubbing of the fingers, and real fatigue, and, you know, walking up the stairs and thinking, boy, that was really hard. And, you know, like I said, it's an older population. And typically what folks say is, boy, I'm just getting older now, and really not looking for further into that. So typically a person goes to their primary care physician. And a lot of time is really wasted in these type of diagnosis. Pulmonary fibrosis is often missed and underdiagnosed. And so a lot of time is lapsed. And in real basic terms, what pulmonary fibrosis is in our lungs, right? Pulmonary, in our lungs on the lower lobes, there's some type of injury. I'm not a medical professional, but I've been doing this for many years. So I'm regurgitating what I've been taught through many, many years. But what happens is something happens that scars the lungs. So if you can visualize having a cut on your hand and getting a scar. And through time, that scar heals, that cut heals, and the scar goes away. So visualize that in your lungs where there's scarring of the lungs, and that scarring doesn't go away. So visualize layer upon layer upon layer of scarring. And so in the interstitium in the lungs, oxygen cannot penetrate through the lungs into your bloodstream. It's a restrictive lung disease, and what happens is the person really needs oxygen, supplemental oxygen, to be able to eventually to be able to really have a quality of life. And ultimately, and a lung transplant is a very personal decision, but that definitely is an option to continue life. And so it's a very devastating disease, in all honesty, and it's very difficult to see your loved one go through it.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the person ultimately suffocates.
You could describe it as that. Yeah, you can't transmit the oxygen in the bloodstream anymore. And so it's very difficult. We talk a lot about other ways to manage it, like palliative care, to help the symptom management and managing it all.
Is it genetic? It's not contagious, right?
No, it's not contagious. Great question. It's not contagious at all. There are two ways a person is diagnosed, right? So someone who, we call sporadic pulmonary fibrosis. So that this is something that happens sporadically, very randomly. Someone receives the diagnosis or has, you know, IPF. And there is a familial component of pulmonary fibrosis. So when a patient has an uncle, has an aunt, a parent, grandparent who has IPF or pulmonary fibrosis, it is categorized as familial IPF.
This is Joe Geiger on the Lincoln Radio program. And my guest today is Jennifer Wesco Singley, who is the founder and executive director for the Foundation for Pulmonary Fibrosis. Jennifer, what was the motivation for you to start this organization?
Really very deeply woven into our organization where my dad, Ron Wesco, had IPF. And when he was diagnosed, we lost 3 years of misdiagnosis to get to the point to get a proper diagnosis in this instance, with a lung biopsy. Experiencing that as a daughter, and my dad was a great dad. He received this diagnosis in November 2003, and 11 months later, he passed. And so it was very, very difficult for him. I mean, we honestly felt like we're literally the only, my dad felt like the only person that was dealing with this. We felt like we were the only family that was dealing with this. So that certainly is a very intrinsic motivation to really make a difference in people's lives who are managing pulmonary fibrosis. Now, pulmonary fibrosis is also, you'll also hear interstitial lung disease. It's one of over 200 interstitial lung diseases. So it's very difficult to diagnose. But my dad was a great dad, and we really wanted to make sure we fulfill that void of other families managing this. There is a place to go. There's incredible research that's happening out there to move forward and one day find that cure. But our job, too, is to educate folks, support, and provide the resources in navigating it all so that other families don't feel like we did.
Now, you have partnered with a number of medical facilities, and to my knowledge, in South or Southeast Pennsylvania. Who are some of them?
All throughout the United States, there are what's called care center networks, or a care center network. And that's really led by a great organization called Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation. They're a national organization. And so within Pennsylvania, we work in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and really in all over the country, as well as global outreach for our programming.
So, Jennifer, you provide the information mm-hmm. and the services through a network of support groups.
Yeah.
How many
mm-hmm.
support groups do we have in Pennsylvania?
We have 18 support groups in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, we lead the country in number of support groups. We are lucky enough to work with incredible healthcare centers, healthcare networks. We talked about care center networks. Within Pennsylvania, there are five of them: Temple Lung Center, University of Pennsylvania, Penn State Hershey, Jefferson Health, and UPMC. But we also work with regional healthcare centers, community healthcare centers, Guthrie, Geisinger. And so we have certainly a privilege to be able to have strong working relationships with all of these healthcare networks and the providers. So, and within New Jersey and Delaware as well.
So you have very personal involvement with this foundation. It's tough work also. It's hard to watch people who are suffering. Mm-hmm. And it's something that doesn't just happen to the person. It tends to happen to the family, the friends, and many times the community. At the end mm-hmm. of the day, how do you know you're making a difference?
How do you say that? Pound the pavement every single day to make sure that people are connected to supportive care. And we do this on many levels. We want to make sure that what we do in our program, so we provide supportive care, we have quarterly education series, we have a lung transplant education series, we host the PF podcast every month, and we also have a web app that connects patients to support groups. So you can go directly to this web app, pull down support groups, and immediately get connected to a support group. It's very important for us to have it at our fingertips.
So if people are looking for more information, how do they find you? What's your website?
Our website is WESCO, WESCOE.org. And we also have our Pennsylvania IPF Support Network. It is the only statewide support network in the United States where we do unite the care centers in within our great commonwealth, but also provide the educational programming and make sure patients, again, get connected to supportive care.
This is Joe Geiger on the Lincoln Radio Program. My guest today is Jennifer WESCO Singley, who's the founder and executive director of the WESCO Foundation for Pulmonary Fibrosis. Jennifer, thank you for being a guest on the program.